This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At the UN General Assembly in New York, U.S. President Joe Biden sought to convince world leaders that his vision of American leadership and multilateral approach to foreign policy will help solve the world's most pressing problems, and he had denounced Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine.
Addressing the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, President Joe Biden renewed his call for international support for Ukraine.
If we abandon the core principles of the United States to appease an aggressor, can any member state in this body feel confident that they are protected? If we allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure?
This is the second year Biden has rallied for Ukraine in front of the world body. But amid global South concerns that Ukraine dominates the meeting at the cost of other challenges, Biden did not mention Russia's invasion until minute 22 of his 27-minute speech. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, New York.
Palestinian health officials say at least three people have been killed in an Israeli military raid in the northern West Bank. They say some 30 others were wounded in Tuesday's operation in the Jenin refuge camp. The Israeli military is providing few details, though it says it carried out a rare drone strike. Palestinian health officials reported numerous casualties from Israeli gunfire. The identities of the dead were not immediately known, but the camp is known as a military stronghold, and Israel often carries out arrest raids in the area. In July, Israel carried out its most intense operation in the West Bank in nearly two decades, leaving widespread destruction in the camp. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Kevin McCarthy is trying to accomplish what at times seems impossible. The Republican speaker is working furiously to convince his colleagues to come back together to pass a conservative bill to keep the federal government open, set for a September 30th deadline. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers on Tuesday urged the White House to step up delivery of nearly $19 billion in military sales to Taiwan, citing fears that China will invade the island. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more from Capitol Hill.
U.S. lawmakers expressed concern that the U.S. has not yet delivered on nearly $19 billion in military sales commitments to Taiwan. Chairman of the House Select Committee on China, Mike Gallagher, told VOA that even though Congress is being hampered by logistical challenges, the defense industry must move faster to transfer military sales to Taiwan.
We haven't provided the multi-year appropriation necessary to replenish our stockpiles. Our defense industrial base has become very concentrated, it's very brittle, and we need to rebuild that. That's one of the lessons of the war in Ukraine, and we haven't learned it yet.
Some Republican lawmakers argue the Biden administration has not been forceful enough in its Taiwan policy and that the military sales program to Taiwan is broken.
A Mexican railway operator has announced it is suspending train runs in the northern part of the country because so many migrants are climbing aboard freight cars and getting hurt in the process. NBC's Lisa Dwyer.
The Ferromex Railway says it has temporarily ordered a halt to 60 trains, which could adversely affect Mexico's commerce. The company said in a statement that in recent days, there have been about a half dozen regrettable cases of injuries or deaths amongst migrants hopping freight cars. The company, part of Grupo Mexico, said some even hopped on moving freight cars with children. Migrants have long used the trains known collectively as the Beast. About a decade ago, the Mexican government briefly staged raids on the trains to discourage the practice, but later largely abandoned that effort. Now, migrants have become increasingly desperate to reach the U.S. border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Ukrainian governor says that Russia launched a massive drone attack on the western city of Lviv, burning down a warehouse, sent to house humanitarian supplies, and killing one man. Ukraine's Air Force says it intercepted 27 of the 30 drones overnight, but drones that got through their air defense system sparked an inferno at the industrial storage facility, which was not used for military purposes. An official says a Russian artillery strike in Kherson in the country's south struck a bus, killing a police sergeant and wounding two men. That strike also set a warehouse on fire. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.